Hi, this is Charlie Daniels, and welcome to Honky Tonk Sundays, and stay tuned, because it ain't what you think it is.
Honky Tonk Sundays, talking about good news. Honky Tonk Sundays, not them Honky Tonk Blues.
Just ahead of Trisha Yearwood singing a Christmas tune, it's Big and Burly Charlie Daniels, who's our Honky Tonk Sundays guest. Big and burly, and yet your whole thing is loving and forgiving people, isn't it?
I think when I feel very deeply that when you love people, you have a hard time doing them wrong. And I think that, I know the Bible says, it says in James that if you're merciful toward people, that God's mercy will win out over his judgment against you. And I think that's what we lack a lot in this country, is it's always, you know, tit for tat, revengeful. We come up with that. Well, he done something to me, and I got to do something to him. And Jesus said, forgive him 70 times 7. But I feel that we need to love each other very much. We need to forgive each other. We need to be merciful. We need to look out for people who can't look out for themselves. It's easy to do nice things for somebody that can do nice things back for you. But you couldn't do anything back for Jesus Christ. There's no way you could ever repay him for whatever. And he did for people who were the bottom of the barrel. That's the people he hung out with in his time, was the people that were some of the worst sinners, I guess, probably of that time, were people that Jesus went to. And I think we should not look down on anybody, because we all sin. And our sin is just as bad as anybody else's sin. And we should be forgiving and understanding and toward people. If we could do that, we would get along a lot better.
Sweet little Jesus boy, they made you be born in a manger. Sweet little holy child, we didn't know who you were. Didn't know you'd come to save us, Lord, to take our sins away. Didn't know who you were.
That is moving. Trisha Yearwood singing Sweet Little Jesus Boy at Honky Tonk Sundays. Our guest is Charlie Daniels. Charlie, Trisha sang there about the fact we didn't know who he was, and yet he still forgives.
Well, you know, the most wonderful part, the thing in the Bible that always comes to my mind is that when Jesus was talking to the disciples right before he was crucified, and they said, show us the Father. And he said, don't you yet know who I am? If you've seen me, you've seen the Father. And to think that God, the creator of everything, is just like Jesus. And it has to be, because Christ said it. He said, if you've seen me, you've seen the Father. To think that God, who we've never seen, is as forgiving and as compassionate as Jesus was. You know, that's one of the most wonderful thing you can possibly think of, because we think of God as, you know, like somebody that's just keeping books on us and, like, you know, waiting to get us and all that kind of thing. And that's not the way it is, because Jesus was not that way. Jesus was so forgiving. He asked him, like, hanging there in the worst pain that anybody's ever suffered. I am firmly convinced that Christ suffered more than anybody ever has. I know he did. I know nobody has ever suffered what Christ suffered. And for him, he hung there in the worst pain that's ever been known to man. And with the ability, he said, I could call down legions of angels, but he didn't do it. And to hang there in that kind of pain and ask his Father to forgive these people because they didn't know what they were doing, how many people could do that? You know, and that's the cornerstone of Christianity, is forgiveness, because you can't forgive without love, and you can't love without forgiving.
There's a new kid in town, here in Bethlehem.
Alan Jackson and Keith Whitley singing about that new kid who came, according to our Honky Tonk Sundays guest, Charlie Daniels, to forgive us so that we might forgive others. That ain't easy, Charlie. How do we, in fact, tell us, how do we pull that one off?
it's not it's a switch you throw off and on. It's a learning process, but God says that he'll put our sins away and remember them no more, which is incredible to me that God would forget anything, you know. But the Bible says that, that they're gone. They're as far as the east is from the west. And, you know, I just feel that it's a growing process. I don't think you can just all of a sudden say, well, I'm going to forgive everybody and truly forgive them in your heart. But if you get down and study the Bible and you read the Bible and you find out that really nothing it's like the Lord said that what if you gain the whole world and lose your own soul? It means nothing. That's the only important thing that we do in this earth is what that we store up in the kingdom of heaven, and what we are when we die or when we're taken is all we'll ever be. And if we try to remember that and work toward that goal, that nothing really matters but doing what God wants us to do and living by the example that Jesus Christ laid down for us. And that when that anger, and I still have anger, very much so, you know, slips into the back of your head, that you're not sitting there thinking, well, I'll find a time that I'll be able to repay that person in kind. It kind of boils down to it don't really make any difference. It's just not worth it. It means nothing to hold a grudge against somebody. It means absolutely nothing at all. It's like, it's just, I think, a growing process that you know that when you're holding something against somebody that you got to turn it. Listen, it takes longer times that sometimes it does with others. It takes a long time to really, you know, honestly say, I honestly do forgive that person. I've had situations that it's taken me years to get over.
More with Charlie Daniels at Honky Tonk Sundays. Charlie Daniels is with us at Honky Tonk Sundays. You're a hero, dude, to a lot of people, and yet you're not the kind of guy that's out promoting yourself. You're not saying, hey, I'm the guy, you know, copy me, are you?
I don't want anybody looking at me and saying I want to live like Charlie does, because I'm not worthy of that at all. I'm not worthy of that kind of admiration or adulation at all. No human being is, actually. It's not. We're not meant to try to be like other human beings, but I certainly am not. I want to, you know, if our album called The Door, what it means, what that's actually talking about is the door. We're pointing at the door to salvation that Jesus is knocking at. And that's all we can do. I can't push anybody through it, or I don't even know how to talk anybody into doing that, other than just you know, saying there it is, and it's real, and it's the only real thing you'll ever grab a hold of.
What song, let's play it, off the door, speaks to the person who's at that place where, I don't understand this, but I'd like to?
I feel that the song Jesus Died For You speaks to that. I feel it talks to people that... Well, the lyric says, you know, you may think you can't cope, you may be drunk or hooked on dope, but believe me, brother, you still got hope, because Jesus died for you.
You may be down, you may be out, with nothing to be glad about, but you can stand right up and shout, because Jesus died for you. You may think you can't cope, you may be drunk or hooked on dope, believe me, brother, you still got hope, because Jesus died for you. Maybe you ain't got a dime, you're standing in the welfare line, or maybe you in prison doing your time, but Jesus died for you. Satan may have you in retreat, but you won't go down in defeat, cause you could be sitting in the mercy seat, but Jesus died for you.
He died for you.
To complete salvation. But bow your head, come on home, cause Jesus died for you.
Charlie Daniels at Honky Tonk Sundays from his album The Door, Jesus Died for You. Charlie, you came to the Lord early. Did you stay with him?
I drifted way off the path for a lot of years, you know. I first made a commitment when I was very young, but I got very far away from that commitment, not because of non-belief, but just because I took my eyes off of what I should have been doing. And to be honest with you about it, I didn't really understand. I think that's a lot of times is a trouble that happens with people, is people think, I have got to be perfect. I'm supposed to be a Christian. I got to be perfect. I can't fall off the, you know, either side of the path here. And we all do. Everybody does. And people think, well, I've got to be... One of the big messages I'm trying to get across in this album is people think, I've got to get right and then go give my life to Jesus.
Yeah.
And you don't do that. You come to Him as you are, in whatever shape you're in. And out of the sincerity of your heart is, Lord, I'm a sinner. I'm in trouble. I know I am. And I can't get out of this by myself. I need help. And the only way out is You. The way, the truth, and the life. The only way out. And I'm coming to You and asking You to help me. And You commit Your life. And then let Him do what He wants to do with you. I mean, you know, you cannot... There's no way you can get yourself good enough to come to God. If we could get ourselves good enough to come to God, there would have been no reason for the cross.
It happens to a mother when she is given birth. Her heart is filled with joy while her body's filled with hurt. She holds a baby close to her despite the pain he caused. When it comes to love, you don't count the cost. It happens to a soldier fighting for his home. Fear wells up inside him, and yet he still goes on. Even though he knows he may be the next to fall, when it comes to love, you don't count the cost. You don't count the heartache, you don't count the sacrifice. And all that counts is what you feel inside. Doesn't really matter what is gained or what is lost. When it comes to love, no, you don't count the cost. It happens all around us every day. Someone's giving all they've got for someone else's sake. If you ever doubt it, just think about the cross. When it comes to love, you don't count the cost. You don't count the heart. Sacrifice. And all that counts is what you feel inside. It doesn't really matter what is gained or what is lost. 'Cause when it comes to love, you don't count the cost.
Billy Dean, and You Don't Count the Cost. Charlie Daniels is our guest at Honky Tonk Sundays. Just ahead, more comments from him and more music from CD.
Got on a plane in Frisco and got off in Vietnam. Still in Saigon.
A snippet of another Charlie Daniels hit at Honky Tonk Sundays. We've been discussing forgiveness, Charlie, and that reminded you of someone.
I had a guy ask me a while back. He said, I was in Vietnam. I did some things that I'm not proud of, and I didn't ask him what he had done. It didn't make any difference. He said, you think that I could, that God would love me, that God would save me? I said, certainly He would. And I got my Bible down. And showed him. In fact, I sent him a Bible and underlined some of the things that, you know, that if you look in 10 Romans 10, you know, it says, if you believe in your heart and confess with your tongue that you shall be saved, and that the ones that call on the name of the Lord will be saved. And it doesn't say unless you have done so-and-so, unless you have done this and done that. True repentance. Turning away, really feeling sorry for what you've done, for and turning away from it. Repentance means turning away from sin. You're going in one direction, and you turn around and go in the other direction. And when you do that, there is no doubt that if you really repent in your heart and you ask God to forgive you, He has to forgive you because it says so in His Word.
Charlie Daniels from his album The Door, 2 out of 3 at Honky Tonk Sundays.
I've been thinking back over my life and some of the questions I've had. I thought about living, I thought about dying, and what makes me happy or sad. Well, most of my questions I've kept to myself, like why in the world was I born? But the number one question I'd like to ask, I'd like to ask of the Lord. Jesus, how could you love me? Oh, sweet Jesus, how could you love me? 'Cause when I've had a choice between good and bad, I've picked bad. 2 out of 3. Yes, I've picked bad. 2 out of 3.
Honky Tonk Sundays, playing Charlie Daniels from the CD The Door, and the tune is 2 out of 3. You're singing about quite a love there, Charlie.
I feel that we sometimes don't understand and don't realize and don't plumb the depths of the love that God had for us. It is a very simple way to do it, especially if you're a father, is would I send my son to die for Adolf Hitler to give him a chance at eternity? Would I send my son to die for Richard Gacy or John Gacy or Richard Speck or Charles Manson? Are some of these people, knowing that these kind of people, that he was going to suffer worse than anybody ever has or anybody ever will, for people like that? Would you send your son to do that? Well, certainly you wouldn't. But you're not capable of the kind of love that God's got, and I'm not capable of that kind of love. But that's the love that God's got. That's the depths of His love, and I just can't imagine, you know, that kind of love. And I still am amazed. I'm totally and completely amazed by the depths of His love.
Tell it on the mountain, over the hills and everywhere. Go tell it on the mountain that Jesus Christ is born.
The shepherds all were watching over the sheep at night. A guiding star shone from heaven, and they followed that holy light. Everybody go
tell it on the mountain, over the hills and everywhere.
Garth and Go Tell It on the Mountain. What a great Christmas tune at Honky Tonk Sundays. We love him, we love him. Just ahead, Charlie Daniels, we're going to play your biggest hit, The Devil Went Down to Georgia. Did you have a thought on that you wanted to share?
Well, when I wrote that song, I the thing I left out of it, and I was not living a good Christian life at the time, at the time that I wrote the song, the one thing I didn't put in there is you can't beat the devil without the Lord. You can't beat him by yourself.
Charlie Daniels and his huge smash, The Devil Went Down to Georgia at Honky Tonk Sunday.
Found a mountain, run, boys, run. Devil's in the house of the rising sun. A chicken in the bread pan, a picking out dough. Granny, where you don't fight, no child, no.
Charlie Daniels and his monster hit, The Devil Went Down to Georgia. Charlie is our special guest at Honky Tonk Sundays. Have we enjoyed having this dude here or what? Yeah. Any final thoughts, anything you'd like to leave us with, your heart of hearts?
The one thing that I wish that people could understand is don't think that you are any worse than anybody else is. No matter how big or load you're pulling around behind you, that forgiveness is there for you. You don't have to carry that load with you. You can cut it loose and let it be gone. And you can't, you come to Jesus at whatever shape you're in. You don't try to say, well, you know, I'm going to church next Sunday and this week I'm going to be real good. You know, you can't do that. That's not, you can't clean yourself up. Come to Jesus Christ if you're drunk, if you're on drugs, if you're whatever you are, come and let, but you got to be sincere. You got to reach that point where you realize, I got to have some help. And then you pick that Bible up and you go to Romans 10 and you look what it said. And you go sit down and talk to somebody who knows how to lead you to the Lord and tell you what it's all about. It's just a commitment. It's not a thing that you have got to bring something with you. You bring nothing but yourself and your eternal soul with you, and you go and ask God to forgive you. I'm a sinner, Lord. I'm a sinner. If you're the creator of all mankind, and you up there, you know what kind of shape I'm in, and I need some help. Jesus died for you. I don't care who you are. I don't care what you've done. I don't care how deep down you've sunk. I don't care what kind of shape you're in. You may be in perfect health. You may be fixing to die. But it's never too late to call on the name of the Lord. It's a very simple thing to do. It's, Lord, I'm a sinner. I've spent my life sinning. I'm tired of it. I'm sick of it. I want to come to you. Please forgive me of my sins, and I will dedicate the rest of my life to you. And it's a slippery path. I'll fall off. I know I will. You know, this desire for drugs is not going to go away by itself. This desire for whatever is not going to go away by itself. But with your help, I can beat it. You want that kind of friend. You want that friend that's forgiven and can guarantee you eternal life. And that's the only place to get it. It's through Jesus Christ.
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved the
joining us at Honky Tonk Sundays. And thanks to our special guest, Charlie Daniels. This is Ichabod Cain, and we'll see you next Sunday.